That's Shirin Shabbos, Chav Ches, Elohi Tov Shem Lavav, September 22nd, 1976, Thursday, continued.
In the AIDS, so that he could push, thrust in the Rosh Hashanah. But, because he slices it, Shirin Sedakis, Vaharin Mankis also. So, when there is a very, we can, there is a very important deal from Rashi. Because Rashi is only massacring against the chart and the basis of the fact that it's a Melocha Shinitzricha Legufo. That it's a Melocha Shinitzricha Legufo. But the implication being that if we say Melocha Shinitzricha Legufo is Chayev, so then it could be Chayev Mishim Teche. But from the Rambam we see that in order to be Chayev Mishim Teche, in order to be hired Mishim Teichei, so then he must have kavonet. I'm asking Vashle. So, in order to be Baruchel, so there must be a kavonet, Master Vashle. So, according to the Rambam, even if we say, if Rashi had agreed to the Shittas Rambam, so Mimele here it wouldn't be chayev mishim teichei, even according to Rabbi Yude, that Melocha Shinitzricha Legufo is chayev. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Yude, because here he doesn't need, when he makes a hole, he doesn't need that. It's not like one who chops wood, so he needs the slices of wood. So why does Rashi have to emphasize the fact that we pass Melocha Shinitzricha Legufo is potter, even according to Rabbi Melocha Shinitzricha Legufo is chayev, but here is not teichein, because he doesn't need that which he cuts out. He cuts out wood, and he doesn't need it. So in Meile, he wouldn't be chayev mishim teichein. So we see that Rashi is chilek on the Shittas Rambam. And where is according to the Rambam? So the Kavone is an integral part of the Tzuras Amloche. According to Rashi, it's not an integral part of the Tzuras Amloche. Now, what Rashi says, in regard to the Gemore, V'chayte l'pum echayef shpul shesach hatoiz, which two additional hatoiz? That is, Teifer and Keisha. Let's see what the Rashi says. Rach says So it says like this, which two hatois can there be? So when he's keeping the olamato, kishemiteyach achut, when he stretches it out, achut, so then he's chayev mishim teive. And if he makes it fire, he's chayev mishim teive. So in other words, according to Rashi, the two extra chatois consist of teifer and keisha. And according to the Rach, so if he's just miteyach the chut, so then he's chayev mishim teive, not mishim teive. But if he makes mamish tire, then he's chayev mishim teive. Now this Rabbi Hananel can only be understood with the pshat of Rabbi Hananel. Rabbi Hananel says it in connection with this Gemara. Dafayin hei omedale. So Omar Rav Zutche Batuvi, Omar Rav, Hamitei achut shel tfira bishabes chayev chatos. So Rashi says, Beged atofu veimid viniach achut, ארוך ונספר בשתי חתיכס, הבגד זו מזו במקצז וחוטי התפיחס, נמשוכים ומתיח הסכו שהחוט להדיק או לחבר, זו יתבירוסי וחי. So according to Rashi, you can be חייב משום, why is it חייב חטוס? משום תפר. If he's מתיח חוץ of here. Even though he didn't do any sewing. He just, the threads of the seam were there before, from before Shabbos. But the seam was loose. So by stretching out the thread in the seam, he tightened it. So that in itself constitutes an act of tefillah, according to Rashi. But Rabbi Hananel, he explains it differently. When he's mitea the chut, and he doesn't make any tefillah, he doesn't do any actual sewing, then he's chayev chatos, not on the score of tefillah, but on the score of tefillah. But, in explaining the Gemara here, when the Gemara says, v'chayte lipume, chayev shloshesre chatois, the two extra, so he says, if when is a chayev, two extra chatois, so if he just mitayar, then he's chayev mishim teve. But if he puts in, if he makes a maise tvire, so he's chayev another chatos. But for stretching out and tightening the seam, so then he's not chayev, according to Rabbi Hananel, he's not chayev mishim teve, but mishim teve. Now the question is, what does it to do with teve? Teve is spinning, the making of threads. So here he didn't make the threads. The threads has been there in the scene for a long time, but it was loose. And then by stretching it out, he tightened it, so it's not loose anymore. So Rashi, we can understand, because Rashi Shita is, even though he didn't do any sewing, but it has the same effect as sewing. When you sew, so what do? Then it holds it, it tightens. Let's say if you have the end, and then you take the two ends with thread and you sew it together, so that tightens it. So here too, even though he didn't do actual sewing, but he stretched out the thread in the seam, and thereby tightening it, so it accomplished the same purpose as sewing. So we understand Rashi, but the Rabbi Hananel says no, you cannot be chayev on the score of tefire unless you do actual sewing. But when you stretch out the thread of the seam, so then you are chayev mishim teve. Teve is something else altogether. That's spinning, that's the making of thread. When you take yarn and you make it into thread, that's tefire. Here he didn't make any threads. The thread was there from before. So we see a very important point in the Rach, because when a person takes yarn and he converts it into thread, what's the purpose of the thread? To be used in making stitches, in sewing. To be used in making stitches. So now, when he had the thread was made a long time before, and then that thread before Shabbos, long before Shabbos, he made stitches on the baguette with that thread. Now it's loose, so in other words, he does not act as stitches. The purpose of stitches is to hold it tight, and now that it's loose, the chut shel tefira is loose, so he doesn't fulfill the function of stitches. And then by stretching it, so he tightens it. So in other words, what is the purpose of making thread out of yarn? In order that it should serve the purpose of making stitches. Now, but when it became loose, so it does not fulfill the purpose of stitches, of tightening. By straining it again, he makes it fulfill the function of thread. So Mimele, he is chayev mishim teve. That's a very big chiddush. But fear not, in order to be chayev mishim teve according to the Rach, so there must be actual sewing. But if he stretches out the thread of the sea. So now, what is the purpose of making thread out of yarn? The purpose is that the thread should be used in making stitches. But this thread does not fulfill the function of stitches, because it's loose. And by stretching it out, he enables it to fulfill the function of thread. So Mimele, he is chayev mishum tolde of the, according to it. It's a very remarkable concept, but this is the shite of the Rach. Alright. Nayotesis. Chvitele tanure vichalt. Pirish Rashi. ומשם בין אלו מחייב בין בין המקרה ונראה דידפקה במר זה מיטו ומירו של חוליאס when it consists of parts אמרים הם בין בין המקרה אבל כשאיסו לגמרי כל הקורים מחייב משם בין ואמרים הם בריש הבין חיימן דאייל שופסה בקדונה דימורי חייב משם בין וצורך הירון ברמית שמנפי אבך ויסחוכיס Disayt Pirki. So there it says that is Chayiv Mishemaki Bepatish, why not Mishembeit? In other words, so according to Rashi, we understand why is not Chayiv Mishembeit? Because in Bia became in Pirki. But according to Teitzres, so Teitzres says that Kashi against itself. According to Teitzres, that he is Chayiv, even. By caring too, and being the caring only means that when you put parts together, like the chulias of a menorah, then you're not chayav. But when you make a kele, a whole kele, then you are chayav. Min apia b'chul ischuches, you certainly should be chayav. So, but Teisves does not reject the shita. Teisves es sikashe against the own shita. The shita of certain rishenim, the other rishenim. So that, and I suppose that the one who said Ritzorachim is not the Ri himself. It's probably somebody else, another one of the Chachmiya cases. So he has that Kashi against the Shita of the Ri, that's the Shita of the Ri. The Ri is being the Kale. The Ri is being the Kale if he makes his own Kale. So he has the Kashi against the Ri. Why does the Gemara say, Napei Abichlis Chukhis is Chayim Shemak Lipatish? But not Bein. Now, if we are going to say, as it appears from the Meiri that there is such a shite, and from the Russian of the Ritvo it's mashma that is his shite, that minapeach, and we said that in Rashi, even though Rashi is not difficult because the Kashi is only directed against the Ri, not against Rashi, but there is a shite of Sheni that minapeach, the Gemara says minapeach v'ischuchis yichayim shemakil patish, so it's not the initial nipuach but the final nipuach. So that is a shining the Ritvo, I mean, and probably Rashi Shita too. Why only the final Nipuach, not the initial Nipuach? Because Makbe Patish is only Shayach when the Kehler exists already. But there is something lacking. It's not 100%, but it exists, it can function. Not so well. So and then he does the finishing touch. So then there is a Chiyuv Makbe Patish. So that is only the final Nipuach. So, but in the initial Nipuach, there is no Chiyuv of Makir Patish, because with the initial Nipuach, he makes the Kehil. Without the initial Nipuach, you don't have any Kehil altogether. You don't have any Kehil altogether. So, Mimele, we can answer the Kashi against the Rishite. The Rishite is that when one makes the Kehil, so he's Chayiv Mishabeinu. So in Achaname, if somebody will make the Kele for any Nipuach, so then he'll be making the best. So what kind of the Kele? The initial Nipuach, then he'll be making the Kele, so then he'll be Chayiv Mishembeine. But there the Gemara says, Makbe Patish, not Beine, because the Gemara has reference to the final Nipuach. Final Nipuach is not Chayiv Beine, because the Kele is there. It doesn't function so well without the final Nipuach. So it's only because of Makbe Patish. Anyway, so we have a machlekes between Rashi and Teisves. as to the halacha, the essence of the halacha of in being bekeilim. So according to Rashi, it means there is no being bekeilim. Even the biggest nice woman, so does not constitute a nisa of binyan kelim. Kelim amuf kel binyan. Kelim amuf kel binyan. Binyan is only shayah b'mchubah b'karake. You build a house. But in kelim amuf kel. Mid raisa of binyan. Of course, mid rabbon on Rashi will also be made that there is a nisa of binyan. Even kelim. But mid raisa kelim amuf kel binyan. And this is the thing is that kelim are not muf kel binyan.
Right.
Now, yes, what is it?
Does that mean, in other words, that some of the tzura of binyan is in shayach kelim, or just that wasn't what it was in the
mishnah? That's halacha. Well, it wasn't the mishnah. It wasn't the mishnah.
Theoretically, could be binyan, let's say, agave, some sort of other halacha. It doesn't mean that there's...
No, it could be the reason could be, according to Rashi, that because in Mishkan the binyan existed in connection with karki, you know, you build a building, I mean, you build something that's mechuber with karki, not in kelim.
Does mechuber mean on top of it, or actually mechuber? Could it be on top, just lying on it? That being considered, according to Rashi, mechuber?
What do you mean, just the, if you build the kelim on top of the karki, so it's still kelim? If it's attached to the car.
So then if you have so like a pile of sticks on top of karka, then how could you consider
it? No, but it's not building? Attached to the car.
Yeah, no, so
you can move it, you see.
So if you put a pile of sticks together, isn't there a Gemara that says if you put a pile of sticks together, it's...
No, that Gemara in Beitze, that's the Rabbonon. It's Merzeke Binyan, so it's Mirabonon. Mirabonon, of course there is a Nisar of Binyan in Kelim. There's a Nisar of Binyan in Kelim. And I don't mean that... when it's movable, so then according to Rashi there is no Issa Binyan. How about the prefabricated houses that are movable? But then it has, one second, then it has a tzura of a binyan, like something that is built in karake, even though it's movable. Now, alright, now, so we have a machlokes between Rashi, we have a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, whether binyan is shayach in kelim or binyan is not shayach in kelim. Now, Tosfos mentions the raya of the Gemara Perek Abayim. So there the Gemara says, Haiman the Ayel Shub said, we can bring the Gemara Chayim Shemayim. So let's see the Gemara at the beginning of Abayim. There we have a machleke between Rav and Shmuel. So, Amisatis, after the two dots, that conveys on the dates. Misatis Mishmai Mechayev, Rav Oma Mishim Beine, Shmuel Oma Mishmati Epatish. Or Isa Nekin Bilum Shatam Gerim, Rav Oma Mishim Beine, and Shmuel Oma Mishmati Epatish. Ayel Shub said, if you put a Gemara, if let's say he puts a pin in the eyelet of his spade, so Rav Oma Mishim Beine, and Shmuel Oma Mishmati Epatish. So Tosfos mentions this Rai. So we see that it's Chayev Mishim Beine. So what kind of a Rai is it? Who says that it's Chayev Mishim Beine? Rav. But Shmuel says, he's chayim shemati bepatish. So memele, so it's not a shidova poshit. Now, let's see the rach on this gemara. It's not in kini the rach here. Look in the Rach, it's on the next daf on the base. The Rach on this Gemara. The Rach on the Gemara of Kuvbeis on Mudale of Mudbeis, you'll find in the Rach and of Kuvdim on the base. They're on top. On top. Ushmuel Mechayev, the fourth line on the top. Ushmuel Mechayev, Hamel Klaat Mishimaki Patish. The Ovid Binyan, Hamel Chayev Tav. Chab Mishimbein, Hamel Shimaki Patish. You have to do the Bein in here. ובהופוליק רב סובר כי הוא שם סאטי סאב מקובלו ונדים ומשפרן ומשהו מגוזס כרסיף כל הירד מיקורס מדת גודיס וגרורי ומגירו והאבי כמעט כאלו פאטס להשוויס עקומי וכן נקד ונעמה כאילו משום עברו לביניין גם ויתור דס ביניין ושמור צובר נקד לפתח פה בכלי דומה שהוא עושה את מלוכה וכן מכניס ידי הקודם אף על פי שגלו יהיה רב סובר ויש ביניין מכיר ושמואל סובר עם בניין בקהילים. דיגצנו מכבר גודל משום רבי שמואל הלוי, תמסתס חי ומשמעתי פטיש, כשמואל, ומסבינו לשמואל מודי תניה, הכדי הכל שהוא חי. So in other words, so he passes like Shmuel. Even though the general rule is, he'll have to get out of Yisurem, he'll have to make a Shabbos, in Yisrael. So we should pass like Rav. But he mentions from the Gemara in Klal Gadol Misatis Chayim Shemaget Patish that here the halacha is like Shmuel. And how does he explain the machleki between Rav and Shmuel on the basis of Yesh Binyan Mikaelim or Ein Binyan Mikaelim? So Rav says Yesh Binyan Mikaelim, and Shmuel says Ein Binyan Mikaelim, and the halacha is like Shmuel. So the question is, he says, so the question is, why does Tesis mentions it Kasha Araya against Rashi? Rashi Shita is the Ein Binyan Mikaelim, period. Even if he makes all Kaelim, so Ein Binyan Mikaelim. So he mentions Araya from Haidu Mayel Shuf Sebi Kupine Dimore is Chayv Mishim Beine. But Rav says Chayv Mishim Beine, and Shmuel says that the Chayv Mishim Akepatish Beine Nakt. And how does the Rach explain it? The machleki between Rav and Shmuel is on the question of Yesh Binyan Mikaelim or Ein Binyan Mikaelim. So what's the Raya? So you can say where is the Rach holds that the Halacha is like Shmuel, contrary to the general rule of Hilchasik Rav Yisurek. So Tesis holds that the general rule applies, that Hilchasik Rav Yisurek, so we pass like Rav, and according to Rav there is no Binyan Mikaelim, and Tesis agrees with the Rach. But then Tesis should say Avo Kishayisa Legamre Kol Akli Mechayev Mishim Beine Deamrinam Bevishabeine Hanman Dayo Shifse Dikipune Dimore Chayev Mishim Beine Vihilchasik Rav Yisurek. Tesis doesn't say Hilchasik Rav Yisurek. So apparently, so it's not that Tesis agrees with the Pshat of the Rach, but he's chilek on one point. The Rach holds that Hilchasik Shmuel, and Tesis holds Hilchasik Rav. So then Tesis should spell it out. You see, it's contrary to the Rach Shita, the Rach Psak, and the Rach is Raya, because the Gemara says in Kol Godel, the next daf, Amisateis Even, so is Chayim Shemakel Patish. So why he says him so much? So it's more mistaba to say, you can say that Tesis agrees with the Rach that this question as to whether Yesh Binyan Mikaelim or Ein Binyan Mikaelim is totally machleket between Rav and Shmuel, and but Tesis holds that Hilchasik Rav, whereas the Rach holds Hilchasik Shmuel. But it's not so mistaba. Tesis not mashma from Tesis Losh. The Ramban in Mechametz, they and that Gemara in Abeine, so he is chilek on the Rach. He says that Shmuel is also made that there can be Binyan Mikaelim. But Shmuel holds when is that Binyan Mikaelim? Only when it's Maase Umet, professional work. But if it is layman's work, I mean, you don't have to be a professional in order to do it. Let's say like this, to put a pin in the eyelet of his spade, or to put a hole in the chicken coop. You don't have to be a professional, you don't have to have any training in it. I mean, it's not professional work, it's Maase Hedyet, it's not Maase Umet, it's not Maase Umet. So if you do it with Karke, so if you build, let's say, a house, a cottage, a shed, on the Karka, so then, no matter whether you do a good job or a bad job, you are Chayim Mishim Beine. Mashaikin Mikele, Shmuel holds, then when are you Chayim Mishim Beine? Only if you do Maase Umet. But if you do Maase Hedyet, so then you're not Chayim Mishim. Mashaikin, if you do Maase Umet, so then even Shmuel will be made, and the Ramban says, that is Chayim Mishim Beine. So we can say, so it's more mistaber, the Tesis agrees with the Shita of the Mohammeds, of the Ramban. So that's why Tesis is saying, and Tesis doesn't say, we time alone, Kirav, be Sur. But Tesis says, stop. Alright. Now. Omar Rabbe Barachone, Omar Rabbe Yechanen, Hatev Tzemer, Shal Gabi Behemo, Bishabes, Chalev Cholish Hatoz. Achas Mishim Gezeit, Viachas Mishim Enapit, Viachas Mishum Tov. So there are three separate melachos. One is Gezis. What does Gezis mean? When you, so what's the basic example of Gezis? When you shear the wool from the sheep. That's Gezis. That's Mamish. Literally Gezis. So, and then there is Melache of Napitz. Napitz means heckling, combing. When you comb, you heckle the wool. So that is Napitz. And Teva means when you make thread. So, suppose, so Rabbi Bachone says, Om Rabbi Yechanan, HaTeva Tzema Shal Gabi Behima, if on top of the Behima itself, he didn't detach it, he didn't shear the Tzema of the Behima of the sheep, and then he heckled it, and then he spun it. But on the Behima, he did all these things. So, Chayiv Sholesh HaTois, Achas Mishim Gezeitz, the achas mishum inapeitz, the achas mishum teit. Rav Kano omar, in derach zize bikach, v'in derach nakitz bikach, v'in derach tovu bikach. V'in derach tovu bikach. So, it's not derach zize, in other words, it's klachayat, and it's not derach niputz, and it's not derach tovu. The way, in other words, to do it al gabi behim, is that's not derach, v'atanya mishmi derach nechemye, shotu b'izim, v'tovu b'izim. So they did it, the Noshim Chachot, did it, and the Yizim themselves. Al Metvi, Al Gabi B'Yish, what Tvi, yeah. So Chochmo Yisir Hashan. Let's see the Rashi. Chochmo Yisir Hashan. Shoto B'Yizim, Yitolo B'Yizim, Chokotosh, Tovo Yisir Yizim, B'Gupo Chol Yizim Hashi. They spun it and the Yizim. Chochmo Yisir Ho, Kidechsi V'Chol Yisho Chochma Slei, Avol Ehed Yekin Da'at B'Kach, V'Hav V'Kach Hayah. So from Rashi's Loshim Yitzmashma, that when those Afkanes say that it's Klachayad, if a layman who is not an expert, not the Noshim Chachomis, but suppose one of these Noshim Chachomis would do it under the Hemo, then he wouldn't be high. Then he wouldn't be high. Now, Tesis, it's not Rashi, it's clear that that's Rashi Shiva. Because Rashi says, Abul Hedyat in the Akibi Klachayad. So Rashi spells out only Hedyat is Klachayat, but when Noshim Chachomeis, so it's not Klachayat. Teisves could agree with Rashi. Teisves says, Voisi meisom botlo daitom eitzel kolodo, ki da amrinom ba matzpi agaban shiutza. So Teisves says, Voisi meisom, he doesn't say, Teisves doesn't have reference to the Noshim Chachomeis himself. Somebody else, a layman, not the professional, the Noshim Chachomis himself.
Well, it's also there's a command to Oto Daito. He isn't doing it really properly.
What?
Also, he says a command to Oto Daito.
Oto Daito, no.
But Oto Daito means that
but he is doing it. He is acting. One second. But he is acting like the Noshim Chachomis. So we say Oto Daito.
The Noshim Chachomis are only those who exist in the Dora Midbar?
No, I didn't say that. Anyone who is an expert who can do it very easily, but somebody else, so that's not the Noshim
Chachomis. Don't
No, no, not right. Because if he does it, so he's like the Noshim Chachomis. He does it.
If he
does
it, then the Noshim Chachomis.
No, so you might do such a wonderful job, but you'll do it anyway. So why? And if someone doesn't do a good job, suppose someone builds a building and he does a terrible job, he's still hired.
What?
What Maisum? Maisum, that's something else, that's Ligabe. That's Ligabe B and B Kalim, so the Ramban says Ligabe Shmuel, I mean, that's something else.
But even
here,
in many places, you see
that Teisves says, a person who is not a Noshim Chachomis, he's a layman, he's not an expert, but he does it that way. He stays there. And what does Rabbi Yechanan mean? Rabbi Yechanan says, he's chayev. So Rabbi Yechanan has reference to someone who is not a Noshim Chachomis, and he's chayev. So Teisves says, according to Rav Kane, a layman, if he does it, so we cannot say, if he does it, so he's like Noshim Chachomeis, the answer is, it's not for him to do it. For Noshim Chachomeis, it's the proper thing to be done. But for a stammer layman who is not trained, who is not a professional, it's not the proper thing to be done. So means, but what I thought. Now let's see the Rach here. Again, it's not in Kaimi. That's on Ein Hei Yom Dalet, towards the bottom, is the third line above the first big line of the Rach. Omer Rabbi Yechon, Hato Betzem Amal Gabi Vehima Bishabes, Chayev Gimu Chatoiz, Vishim Gezes Um Napitz Vitov, Vidoch Rav Kane, Vomar Eider, Gzize Vo Eider, Lipoz Vo Eider, Chiyo Vika, Vakshin Rav Kane, Vatanyi Vishim Rav Chemye, Shot Vizim, Awa Shot Vizim, Vitov Itzmalayim, Bilo Gzize, Vitov Itzmalayim, Bilo Gzize, Uprekin O Chochm Yisei Oshan, Dixi Vichol Anoshi Mashanoso Mibo Yisnono, Vichochmo Tovu Eseiz, Vyavo Gabi Rav Kane, Ligabi Rav, Talvidave, So we should say the aloche. He says Rabbi Rav. I mean it's Rabbi Yechonen. So he means Rabbi Yechonen. So Talmud Ave. So we should pass like Rabbi Yechonen. Kim de Ashtichon be Talmud Eretz Yisrael the time of Messiah. So since there is a raya from the Talmud Yerushalmi that it accords with Rav Kane, the Garsim Hatirish come up in the name of Chayiv Mishim Gezis, Hamir Techayiv Mishim Yechik, Ham Kreit Mechayiv Shemakir Patish V'Dachinon. וידם יתל איש כנף אוף ותל איש הבהימו דאי אפשר לגזיז פלישוסו איקסיזוסו פרם בהימו אין החייב אשר איקס אשר איקסיס so from the Yerushalmi it appears that גבי בהימו so when is a חייב משם גזיס only if it is if his gaze is mamish but if he does it על גבי בהימו so then he is not חייב so that's like Havkan that's like Havkan alright Now let's see the Lashon HaRambam. So it takes a lot of time. Hatil is kind of neifar in all the gazes. Hatives atzema min achai poter shein derech zize bikach vein derech knipot bikach vein derech tviye bikach in derech tviye bikach I don't think that there is the agoy sakro and Rambam you have it? Oh Rambam sits at the back, but here, and this Rambam it's not even in the back, but here it's on the margin. Now, so the Agoyes Agro says, now he says that there is a stir in the Rambam. The Rambam first says, Hagiz is Semer, Nalochezayin. So he says, Alochezayin, at the beginning, Perektes Alochezayin, Hagiz is Semer, we saw, Beimina Beimo, Beimina Chayo, Beimina Chay, Beimina Mes, Afilu Mina Shalach Shalach, from the high. Is higher. Alright. So then he says, Hatilish Konov, Minoei Farizitildes Gezis, Hatilis Hatzemer, Minachai Potter, Shindarg Zizibikach, Vidach Mizbikach. So it is still there because at the beginning of Allah Hazayan he says, Hagezis Semer, we see a Bimina Bimma Biminachai. So Minachai also when Yagezis is higher. And then in the end of Allah Hazayan he says, Hatilis Hatzemer, Minachai Potter. שאין דרך גזיזה בכך ואין דרך ניפול בכך ואין דרך בכך. But in connection with גזיזה. So he says, הטבעס עצמה מן החי פותר. But before he said, הגזיזה סמר, בין מן החיות, בין מן החי, בין מן המס. So that is still, החזה כוסף, so the agonis agosis. החזה כוסף הטבעס עצמה מן החי פותר. שאין דרך גזיזה בכך ובחי רכיסי ישראל. אם לא, so the core has two shots, two shots. אם לא, שהפירוש, דאס רבי יחם דגמורה, הטבע צמח חייב, משום גזיז, היינה רוצה לאמא, שהטביעו יהיה כמו גזיז, מחמה שלו יגדולי. או אולי הפירוש, שאף שגזיז החכים מחמה שטובו קדם, אין דרך זיזה וכך הוא דאס רב קנה, שכין פוסק הרמב״ם. So the goyen is, there is a stira, there is a direct stira in the same halacha. At the beginning of Halacha Zayin, he says, Mina Chai, so it's Chai. It's not Lachaya. In other words, like Rabbi Yechon. And then, he says, Hatem is Atzem Mina Chai Potter, like Rav Kane. So he gives two Lashens. The first Lashen of the Gemara is that the Pshat in Rav Kane. In Rav Kane. When Rav Kane says, Rabbi Yechon says that he's Chai. Rav Kane says he's Potter. So the Pshat is not Hagezes, when Rav Kane says, in derech zizeh dikach. So it doesn't mean in derech zizeh dikach. It's not the derech to be gezes from a chai. It is the derech to be gezes from a chai. Why is that? All right, it's not the derech to spin on a chai. It's not the derech to heckle, to comb the wool on top of the sheep. But why isn't it the derech to be gezes? It is the derech to be gezes. Gezes means you remove it, you detach it from the sheep. It is the derech to, why? You only shear the wool of a dead sheep. I mean, you shear the wool of a living sheep too. So why does Rav Kane say, that it's not derech zizeh bikach? The answer is, if he did everything on top of the sheep, so obviously, that's what he says, obviously, he didn't shear off the wool from the sheep. Because if he sheared off the wool from the sheep, so then he wouldn't do it. The Loshim Chachomis wouldn't do it that way either. So that means he didn't at all detach the wool from the sheep. It remained attached to the sheep. So why is the Chayim Shekezes if it remained attached? So there is no Xiz altogether. So the Goyen says in the first lotion, because he made out of the wool, out of the dead yarn of the wool, on top of the as that wool was attached to the sheep, so he spun on it. And the spinning, I suppose the Goyen knew the Mitzias. So, and the Mitzias is that as a result of spinning on top of the wool, so that will prevent that the wool should not grow, it should not wax in size anymore. So Memele, Rabbi Yechanan says, is higher because it has the same effect as detaching it. Even though he didn't detach the wool from the sheep at all, it remained attached to the sheep. But when you, as long as the wool remains attached to the sheep, so it keeps on waxing in size, it becomes larger and larger. But the moment you shear off the wool, it cannot wax in size anymore. So Miller Rav Yechanan says, if someone spun and heckled and spun on top of the sheep, even though he did not detach, he didn't shear off. Actually, he didn't shear off the wool; it remained attached. But it has the effect. The tviya has the effect. Shalomigdali. So the melee making it, disabling the wool to keep on growing, is considered like shearing it off. It's a total gazes. So this is what Rabbi Yechon says. And then Rav Kane says that it's ein derech. So it's not Rav Kane says that's not gazes. It is gazes. Rav Kane agrees with Rabbi Yechon that this bears a resemblance to gazes. because it has the same effect, the same result as shearing of the wool. But it's klachayak. It's klachayak. Alright, so Mimele, there is no stira. Because when does Rav Kane say that it's klachayak, it's potera, if he doesn't actually shear off the wool from the sheep, but he just spins, heckles and spins on top of the sheep, and that spinning has the effect of disabling the wool, even though it remains attached, from waxing in size anymore. So Mimele, he's hired Mishum, told the gazes. He's hired Mishum, told the gazes. But Rav Kane says no. It's lahayat. Mashainkin, if he mamishir zo, then it's not lahayat, it's the natural way of being gazes. It's as natural, and perhaps even more natural, than shearing off the wool from a dead sheep. This is what he says. But then he gives another target. Oy ulay ha-peyush, she'af she'gizis ha-hakeim, mach ma'she'tovo keidem, in der zise bikach lidas Rav Kane, she'chei posak ha-rambam, chidushim u'biru ha-melukav. So in the other, in the big Rambam, you'll find it in the back, and here it's on the margin. Anyway, so the second lotion in the boy is that not, you see, so the first lotion of the boy there is a very big chiddush, a terrific chiddush. In other words, that even if you don't cheer up, but if you disable it from going, it's considered like cheering it off. Like cheering it off. So, but the second lotion in the Gemara says something else. He says, no, if you don't shear it off, if you don't detach it from the sheep, so there is no gazes. There is no gazes. But when Rav Yechanan says that, HaTovet Tzema Shekad Udayim Bishabes, Chayev Sholish HaToyes, Chayev Sholish HaToyes, so it means, he did detach it, but since he spun it on top of the sheep, and of course, even the Moshim Chachomes wouldn't spin and wouldn't heckle and spin once it is removed, because then why should they do it on top of the sheep if it's already detached? So that means the detachment, the shearing off, was the last thing that they did. So first they were tamed, and then they were gazed. That's not the usual way of doing it, because people first they shear off the wool and then they heckle and they spin it. But he reversed the order. First he heckled and he spun, and then he detached the wool. So Rabbi Yechanan says he's hype, and Rav Kane says no. Only my apeiru shab she gizis hakel mach mashetov keidem. Now, we understand according to the Gemara. So we understand the machlekes like this. The question arises. And there is certainly no machlekes in Mitzias between Rav Yechanan and Rav Kane, whether it's the derech to be teve and to shear on top of the sheep or not. Not the machlekes in Mitzias. So there must be machlekes indeed. Must be machlekes indeed. Now, so, and it's not, it was mentioned in Ligabe, the machlekes between Rav Poppe and Rav Ashi, in the Achtritche Bikach, in the Achtritche Bikach, that the machlekes there is when someone does it in an unusual way, but it doesn't affect the result. I mean, it's just as good, the work done is just as good and just as beautiful as if it had been done in the usual way. So, according to Rav Kane, according to Rav Poppe, so it's chayev. So it's not lachayad. According to Rav Ashi, it is lachayad. Now, it's not. First of all, it's not mistaber that the machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rav Kane is the same machlekes as between Rav Pop and Rav Ashi. Because then you, first of all, it's not much more like that, and then you find a stira in the poskim. So if that is the same machlekes, so that will mean that if we pass from Rav Ashi over there. If you pass like a Rashi over there, so we have to pass from Dafke like Rav Kahn over there, and you see from the Rishonim that one is not taller than the other. And then something else here from Rashi, as I pointed out before. So from Rashi it appears that the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Kahne is only in regard to the case where Hedi does it. But if the Noshim Chachomis do it, then everybody agrees that he's chayav. So when is the machlokes? When a Hedi does it. When a Hedi does it, he certainly will not do it in as an effective and as beautiful way as if it had been done in the natural way. If it's Noshim Chachomis, then of course it will be done as well. But if a Hedi does it, so then the result will not be the same. So then even according to Rav Poppe, it should be considered kerachaya. So, but according to the Gro, we see what the machlekes is. First of all, the Gro says, so first, he says, Sha'ab shegezi sahakeim, machmashetov akeidem, ein darav zize bitach, we daras Rav Kahn. So what? For a person to do the tefillah first and then the exist. So we can understand Rav Kahn's lomdes in regard to teva, because when he begins, now this person was teva first and then he was gezis. So when he started to be teva, so he did it in an unusual way, in an unnatural way, because no one does it. So we understand this, why Rav Kahn says it's lachayat. He's not higher than the score of teva. But the question is, why does Rav Kahn say he's not higher than the score of gezis? He's not higher than the score of gezis. Why? Because it's unusual. Because people first are gezis and then they are tovah. But suppose he was tovah already. Has he any other way of being gezis? So every person in the world, once it was born already, so that's the way of being gezis. So why should that be considered kerachaya? Why should that be considered kerachaya? So that's the chiddush of Rav Kahn. So in Chaname, that's the point on which Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Kahn are chilek. Rabbi Yochanan is not chilek on the mitzvahs. Rabbi Yochanan is made it. Rabbi Yochanan is made it that even though he is that the most people, or most people, the overwhelming majority of people, so first they are Gezeis and then they are Teiv. But in this case already was Teiv, so then there is no other way of doing it. Once he has Teiv, he cannot be Gezeis before Teiv, it's too late. But it still does not conform to the usual way of being Gezeis. But in this particular situation, so everyone, if he wanted to be Gezeis, he would have to be Gezeis. What else can he do? Or he will not be Gezeis at all. He'll let the wool stay on top of the sheep. So because of that, Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's not considered a hayat. Rabbi Yochanan holds it's not considered a hayat. But then Rav Kane says that it is considered a hayat, even though under the present circumstances, so there is no other way of doing it. But since people don't do it that way, and it happens very seldom that it should be done that way, even though under the circumstances, once you spun it, so there is no other way of shearing it than after the spinning, so it's still considered a hayat. It's still considered a hayat. I mean, but both Pshotim of the Gro is a big chiddush. Both Pshotim of the Gro is a big chiddush. Okay. Now, yes, what?
But how would we have a tzvias? They're also chodur v'gabe.
So that would, I mean,
that
would
have to be explained.
Yeah, so what is the machlekes v'gabe tzvias? So people don't do it that way. So the machlekes, so why does Rabbi Yochanan say? Yeah, I understand. One second. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say that he is chayav mishum teive? So we have to say that Rabbi Yochanan holds that inasmuch, in other words, on the basis of what Rashi implies, that if the Moshim Chachomis themselves will do it, then if Rav Kana will be made a little chayav, even Rav Kana will be made a chayav. So why does it? But when does Rav Kana say? But when does Rav Kana say that he's potter only if the layman does it? If the layman does it, so then we say the layman is bottled by the Tzavod. He cannot be considered like the Noshim Chachomis. So that's the point of machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Kana. Rabbi Yochanan holds, inasmuch as there is a certain group of people for whom it is usual to do it that way. Why? Because they are experts. So even someone who is not an expert, it's not considered klachayav.
Maybe because
I'm sure that you can find today experts who will be able to do it. They do all kinds of things, so they'll be able to do that. How do you know? Alright.
Because
it's the usual thing to be done by people who know how to do it, who are experts. So we if one acts that way, we do not say but what title is about them. Tasteless in Amatsmi, I cannot go into it, but Tasteless in Amatsmi mentions all kinds of going back in days. When do we say but what title call them? When don't we say but what title call them? So in such a Rabbi holds, in such a case we do not say but what title call them. Because if the average man had been a chochem like the Noshim Chachomeis, so it also it would be the usual thing. But the reason is why the average person doesn't do it that way, because he's not an expert. So mainly if one does it, so we do not say
but
what I've
tried. But if you want to disagree with me,
but this is what I say, that's all. Tun Rabbo. הטיילה היא שזקונו והקייט מי והמיר תלחי שאולי שחתוי ויומה אומה רב שמעון לוקיש טיילה שחייב משם גזיס Ketem chayim shemachatech, mimarit chayim shemachatech. Now there is a very strange Rashi here. I mean, so it appears like a stira, but the Ritva says that there are two separate mishemes in Rashi, even though Rashi doesn't use the expression roshnach, but it's two mishemes in Rashi. Now, so atelish is a kovet. If somebody plucks the wing of an ape, so the hakeitme, if he trims it, the ameote, and then he cuts the lower piece off, so he's chayev shoresh hakeis. So Gemara says, so hakeilish is a kind of nature deal on the hakeitme lachash etolshe, lachash etolshe. So chayte chayshe shehudak. So he's marked it on the middle. It has to have a certain measure. So memele is chayv mishemachatech. Vamerte, the downy part he cuts off. Vamerte litzatznove, shu koshe. Meritzare mikam. Umashle chakon. So Rashi says that he throws away the koni. He's not interested in the koni. Vineisi nasio bikar vikesis. Vinisei nasiya bikar vikesis. So, hatele shishayev mishum geizeis, and then keitim when he trims it, so ishayev mishum machatech, because he's makpid al amido, mishum machatech. So Rashi emphasizes regarding machatech, di kopit lachtech, ad motim shuro. So we see, I mean, and I don't think that there is any shit that is rishen to the contrary. Ligabe mimachlik, there is a machlik rishen, as I mentioned. But ligabe mimachatech, I don't think that there is any shit as rishen to the contrary. All rishenim appear to emphasize the element of makpid al amido. In other words, the akpod al amido is an essential ingredient of the tzuras amloch. So Rashi says, "Mishimechater di kopit lachtech had mokim shuro." Then he says, "Vigam min akone ere kevim, veise kevim mikam fei beliser." So before Rashi said, "Ligabe de kone mashle hakone." Here he says, "Not mashle hakone." So it seems to be a stira. So the Ritva says it's two mishenes Rashi. Why didn't Rashi say loshnachir? All right, but there are two mishenes Rashi. So in other words, according to the first loshen Rashi, even if he doesn't care for the kone, but when he removes the seer from the kone and thereby smoothing it out, because when you remove all the feathers and all the seer from the kone, so then you thereby smooth it out, but he's not interested in his smooth kone. Well, Raya, he throws it away into the garbage. So that's the best Raya, that he's not makpit on his smooth kone. Still Rashi says that he's chayev. Then, but in the other Loshen, in the Ritva says, it's in the second Loshen Rashi. In the other Loshen Rashi says, v'gam min akone rekevi, v'eise kevi mikam fe'ev b'leisiyas. In other words, he's makpit, he wants to have a smooth kone in order to be put in the kevi, in the cap. So it's two Lishenes. So what is the two Lishenes? Now, and I mentioned in connection with Rabbi Tam Shite, that chilev is chayev mishum machik, because when you milk a cow, so then you flatten out and you smooth out the odor of the behemoth. So memele yachayev mishum machik, but he is not interested in smoothing out and flattening out the odor of the behemoth. That's the way it's done, but he is not interested in it. So we see that according to Rabbi Tam, the hakpode on a smooth surface is not an essential ingredient of the tzuras meloche, the way makpid al amido is an essential ingredient of the meloche of mechatech. No, the meloche consists in making and affecting a smooth surface. Whether he's interested in a smooth surface or he's not interested in a smooth surface, it doesn't make any difference. Now, so that's Rambam Shita. And I said the other Rishenim achilek. Now we'll see. I said that the Rambam is chilek, and you'll see. I mean, from several Rishenim in the Miri, that akpode and a smooth safe and echolok is an essential ingredient of the Melach. So apparently the first Lashon Rashi holds the dak pode on his smooth surface is not an essential ingredient of the melacha. So according to the first Lashon Rashi in the Chananei, so the Tiferes Yisrael is right that when we say that using soap on Shabbos is only shvus because you are melech, you transform a solid into a liquid only when it's hard soap, but when it's very soft soap and when you use it on your hands and your face, so then you stretch it out and you flatten it out and you smooth it out if it is so soft, so then it involves in melacha d'raisa of mimar, it involves in melacha d'machem rach. Masha'im came according to the second Lashon Rashi. The second Lashon Rashi is that why is the Chayim Shemachit? Because he is matpit on it, on a holok, on a kone holok, on a smooth surface. So, some mele, there is no Yisod Raise in using soft soap. Right. Now the Ritva says that it's Jewish Yisod Rashi. So he says it's two Mishnayos Rashi. So it's clear, it's obvious that the two Mishnayos Rashi depend upon involved the child. Whether the hakpode on a dovah holop, on a smooth surface, is an essential ingredient of the melacha or not. So the first Lashon Rashi is like a metam, it's not an essential ingredient of the melacha. The second Lashon Rashi is like other Rishenim, that it is an essential ingredient. The Ritva is masik against Rashi. Now the Ritva's Loshen is strange, because first he says, "Divrei Nira, Dim Kenki Shumash Lechakon Leshum Imachik Dei Heichayim Leshum Imachik, Val Mitzorek Leimachik Lao Umlocha Shemitzricho Legufo Klali." So first he uses the Loshen Val Mitzorek Leimachik Klao. So it's mashma according to everyone, and then he says a melacha shenitzricha legufa klal. So the kashi is only that he doesn't accord with Rab Shimon, but it can accord with Rab Yehuda. The Rambam paskens, the Arishenim paskens like Rab Yehuda. So the hasogi is because the halacha is like Rab Shimon, because the Ritva doesn't agree with the Rambam. So Rashi could agree with the Pshitas Rambam that Aloch is like Rabbi Yehuda. So maybe Rashi can say that Aloch is the Ilchase. So and then why does the Ritva say Kehi Chayev Shel Machik V'Alim Tzorech LeMachik Klal? Let him say Kehi Chayev. How in Aloch is Tzorech LeGufo? Why does he emphasize V'Alim Tzorech LeMachik Klal? Aloch is Tzorech LeGufo Klal. So the Lashon of you could be midayik that the Ritva himself. The Ritva himself agrees in Shitas Rav Netan, but if you look up the Ritva, so you see that the Ritva does not agree in Shitas Rav Netan that Chiluk is Chayiv Mishum Emachik. Chayiv Mishum Emachik. So why does he Masik on the score of Losh Yitzchil Legufo? So that means, as far as Mimachik is concerned, so if there is no problem. The answer is, I think this is the Pshat in the Ritva. The Ritva is asking two kashes. The Ritva knew very well that there is such a shittas avishenim that there is a chiyuv of mimachik even when one is not makpit on a smooth surface. Who shittah is that? That's certainly shittah of the tam. But the Ritva himself did not agree with the shittas of the tam. The Ritva himself had a shittah that hakpode on a smooth surface is an essential ingredient of the Tzuras HaMoche, just as Akpode and Imido is an essential ingredient of the Moche of Mechate. So here too. So Memele, yes, two kashes. He says like this. Roy Mire, Din Kenki Shu Mashlech HaKoyen, Shu Mimachik Bei, Hechayet Mishu Mimachik. So the first kashe is emphasizes the Moche of Mimachik, not a general principle of Mochins Lepo. Hechayet Mishu Mimachik, Vale Mitzorich Lemachik Lepo. That's one kashe. So even according to Rabbi Yehuda, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, but Mimachik it isn't. So not a Meloches, even if he doesn't need a Meloches. So because not a Meloches, the Tzorich is not an essential ingredient of the Tzorich, a Meloches. Chirish, Chifik. So the Tzorich Lebevei is not an essential ingredient. So it's told in the Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Hachifik and the Tzorich Alavchik. Mashinkin here, that's no Mimachik altogether, according to everybody. And then you'll say, all right, but there is a Shittah of Chabritam, Shittah of Chabritam, that Mimachik is not unique. The Mimachik is in Loche like every other Loche, where the Kavode is not an essential ingredient. But it will still be difficult, according to Reb Shimon, it's in Loche, it's really good vocally. So in other words, the Ritva is asking two kashes. So that then we can understand why he expresses himself in such a peculiar way. Because he's really making two assumptions. Because the Ritva understood that you could say, all right, Rashi agrees with Shidab Natan. So that's why, even if Rashi agrees with Shidab Natan. So it's still, but according to Reb Shimon, Loche, it's really good for his spot. Yes.
I forgot. How do we explain
Rabbi Tam
himself? He passes
like Rabbi Yehuda. No. Rabbi Tam does not pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Tam, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so he could be hired mishum dish. But even according to the Rabbanan of Rabbi Yehuda, chil is hired not mishum dish, but is hired mishum emach. All right. So now let's see about this deal. So you'll see that the Demiri in our sugya says it twice, that there is no chiyuv of mimachik unless there is a akpode, an enei cholok, an idoma cholok, an iguf cholok, an smooth surface. Turn to a little Gemara, a piece of Gemara. Now turn to the Gemara that I'm here on the base. And here on the base. After the second two dots. Vamimachke vamichatke. Oma ravache baratchanich. Hashobin amudin bishabes chayev mishimimachik. So Rashi explains it. Hashobin amudin kniamudei achsetrois. שעשויים חלניס חלניס ונסמוכים בחלניס בין עמוד לעמוד ועשוף שום בקרקויס הבניין שנשון נורות כדי שיכול לו חייב מישהו ממחיק. In other words, if you have a certain structure and you have, let's say, two vertical pillars and then you have a certain groundwork and then and wish to sit down and then one scrapes up that groundwork, he makes it smooth, so the groundwork of the edifice, of a certain kind of a structure that is attached to, that is built in, into a character. So if you scrape off the surface of that ground, so Chai Vishimach, the Ramban is Masik. It's so the Ramban is Masik. Now, you see the Ramban. השובין עמודים פיר שרשע זר השובית הכוי סביני שעמודים נשון לו כדי שיכול לו חי ושמחת ולא מסתברה אלא משמבין. In such a case, when one does what Rashi says here, so it will not be a chiyuv of ממחת, it will be a chiyuv of בוין. ובסודה, if he does it in סודה, if he scrapes off the ground of his סודה, if it scrapes off the ground of the bayis, let's say of the floor, so then of the floor or any ground that is built on the carpet, so then you'll be chayav b'shem beili. And if it scrapes off the ground of the sode, it's chayav b'shem cheresh. Kidam gilam bigumah. אלוהה פירושי, השופו איר בין העמודים כדי רק חי, חייב מי שממחי, שחי דרך הרצון עם להחליקי. So, you see how Rashi, הדרמבן emphasizes, אלוהה פירושי, השופו איר בין העמודים כדי רק חי, כדי רק חי, חייב מי שממחי, שחי דרך הרצון עם להחליקי ולרק חי. In other words, the intention is to smooth it out and to soften it and to smooth it out. So from Ramban it's also mashma that the intention of smoothing it out is an essential ingredient of the tzuras hamloch. But Ramban, where is according to Rashi? So if someone will smooth out, will scrape the surface of the ground, whether it's the ground of a sade or the ground of a bais, or of any structure that is built into the karke, so we'll be chayav mishumimachik. So the Ramban says, no, if he scrapes the surface of the ground in the bayis or in the sode, he'll be chayav either mishum beine or mishum chedesh. Because, so in other words, so whenever you smooth out a karka, so then it doesn't involve mimachik, then it comes within the meloche of beine or of chedesh. And Rashi Shiti is that there is no stira, even though he could be, if he improves the binyan, so then if he improves the karakim in the sode, so then there is a chiyuv of cheresh, but he can be mechuyev for scraping off the surface of the ground mishum mimachik as well. Now, so we see when Teisa says Hashem bin Amut and Bishabes Chayev Pirish Chach Dishof Olir Al Amut Kini Lachlik וכן בירושלים, נראה שפירי ששוף קרקוי שבין עמוד החלליס לא נראה, ואתה לא נראה, אם זה שם הסוגר זה רמב"ם. Because over there, when he does it על קרקע, whether it's קרקע בייס או קרקע סודה, on any ground, or any ground that is built into the קרקע, so then, it's a חיוב משום בניין, it's not a חיוב משום ממך. Alright, so that's one thing. Now, and you see the lashon of Rashi, והשוף שם בקרקוי זה בניין, שנשונו כדי שיחולוק. Why does Rashi emphasize כדי שיחולוק? So this expression כדי שיחולוק, this emphasis upon חולוק חייב שמחיק, is in accordance with the second lotion of Rashi and our order, not in accordance with the first lotion of Rashi. Right. Now then אומר אבחיה ברבי כימו דבורים סוח לרבסי משמיד רבי שיהיה בלבי המגרי ראשי כונסויס בשבס Bishabes. So that means if he planes the top, if he scrapes off the top of certain beams, so he's chayav mishumechatech. In other words, because he's makpid al amido, it has to be a certain shape, so he's makpid al amido. If he has a certain medicine and smeared, and he smears it, he smooths it out because it's necessary for the medicine to be smoothed out. So machlik tarbeishes ramako, and he's interested in smoothing out the tarbeishes and the mako. So this chayv shemachik v'am satei seso even b'shabes chayv shemachik b'patish. In other words, Re'acha Shenek Komin Rov Nech Tzivo Machlik. So Yishayev Mishimak Yepadish Omer Rav Shimon Ben Kisim Omer Rav Shimon Lokish Hatzor Tzur Abichli Vam Napeya Abichli Schuchis Yishayev Mishimak Yepadish Omer Rav Yude Haiman Dishok Lakupe Miklime. If there are certain threads sticking out, Yishayev Mishimak Yepadish V'an Emel Yikob Dara Yibadazim. If it doesn't bother him, it's not Mak Yepadish. So then it's not a finishing touch, but if it bothers him, so that means it's not 100% complete. So he wants to get rid of it. So then, he'll be chayav shemaki patish. You know, certain, many suits, so they have a certain tag attached. So some people, they don't care. It can stay there all the time. But some people are makpid, they want to remove the tag. So if a person is makpid, and removing that tag, and if he removes that tag, you know, from the jacket, On Shabbos, he'll be chayiv mishum makir padish. If he doesn't care, so then he's not chayiv mishum makir padish. Now let's see the tasters. Vam sate se'eben, chayiv mishum makir padish. So Rashi says, misate se'eben, re'acha she'neko min o'or v'nechze bo machliko, nischayiv mishum makir padish yugmar melochi. So the question is, why only makir patish? Why shouldn't he be chuyet mishum
makir patish? That tag is part of the makir patish on the suit? If he moves the tag,
Michael. That's right.
Those are things stuck on
everything. What's a kupel migrime?
Those are things of the soup kufa What you say makes sense.
In other words, you want to distinguish between removal of a tag and, let's say, a kupe migrime. In other words, a kupe migrime, so that thread was incorporated into the suit, into the garment, as part and parcel of the making of the garment. Mashenk in the tag, so the tag was attached. To the garment after the garment was completed, so mainly it will not involve a chiyuv makir patish, but you require a big raya. I mean that this is so. If it's mentioned by Rishenim, all right, I would accept it, but I don't see why it should make a difference, even though the tag is attached after the garment was completed. But the fact is that right now he is makpit on it. So in other words, the suit is not well adapted for him to wear it until he removes the tag. So why shouldn't he be mechuyev mishum makir patish? It's possible, but it requires a raya. All right. Vam sateis esoever chayev mishum makir patish avo mishum mechate yechum imachik. When mechayev, why shouldn't he be mechuyev mishum mechate yechum imachik? Because when he's misadid as even, so he smooths it out and he shapes it in a certain way so that it will be without edges. So why shouldn't he be chayiv mishum mechatech umachik? The ma'ira shekvor him rubas umsukenes elo shemiyapeh oiso ve'isa b'shirtutin ve'yifu kein she'isin achsho misat tseyavu. So he says mishum mechatech umachik elo mechayiv. Why? Because he deals with reference to a case where it's already smooth. Now Rashi's loshen is mashma that it's not already smooth before the Mesitus, because Rashi says misadis even lachas shenekom no v'nechtzibo machliku. So it's mashma that it was not cholok before the Mesitus. Teisa says that it is reference to a case where it was already cholok before the Mesitus, but from Rashi it's mashma that before the misadis act, so it's not cholok. Now, so according to Rashi's second version, so then there is no kashe. Why isn't he chayev? Monefshech. If it is not cholok, it's not smooth before the situs. So it only becomes cholok, it becomes smooth as a result of the situs. Let him be chayev in addition to makir patish. Let him be chayev also because of the machik. So the answer is because he doesn't care. He's not interested in a smooth surface. The fact is, he chisels the stone, the rock, in order that it should be adapted. But whether it will be completely smooth or not, that is not important for him. He's not makpid on it. The fact is that when he's misateis, so then he's machliko. But he's not interested in the smooth surface as such. So memele, he's not high. We could say that mirash. But you'll see what the Miri says. The Miri says something much more of a chiddush. Now, the Miri says here as follows. Ham sati se se, otzolim ha shemachliko acha shenechtzibo, chayev mishumati bepatish, shezeu b'manuach, v'yeish e'alim lepizeh, v'yeish lechayev gam ke mishumachatech shemachik, sh'arayu mechatcho, u'machliko, עד שפירשו בו זה אף משום מה כבפאץ'. So there is a שייך הראשון עם דתי נחנם. That when he says חי משום מה כבפאץ' means אף משום מה כבפאץ', but he's חי משום מחתך because he's interested in a certain middle. So he doesn't want the edges, he doesn't want that the stone should have all these edges, because if the stone will have all these edges, so it will not be adapted for that particular use. So, and he wants it smooth, so the mele is chayev mishum mimachikos, ela shinkadovo, she'acha she'nechtzibo, vihushves l'midoso, ein bo'id mishimachatech, she'arinase hakev. Oh, so mechatech there isn't, because even before the situs, so it's already, it has the right meaning. It has the right meaning. But then the question is, but it does not have a smooth surface. And after the situs, it has a smooth surface. So vidim machikin kan, sheina kavone bo lachliko. Because it doesn't have a kavone to smooth it out. So in other words, marichitio, when he smooths out the poultice on a wound on his saw, so then he's interested in smoothing it out. Because only when it's smoothed out, so it will heal better when it's smoothed out. So over there he has kavone to machlik, to smooth out the poultice on the saw. But here, in a kavone bolachliko, liyistash mishalo neyachli, ki im marichitio, vishob in amudim, umeichik is asa, lachliki, vein ze alenei bealme, vein kenalik mamlach. So when one begins to read the Miri, so he certainly expects that the Miri will say, in a kavone bolachliko, liyistachliko, because he doesn't care whether it's smooth or not. No, but he doesn't say that. He does care whether it's smooth or not. But he says, why so he says, he does care that it should be smooth. But as far as the use of the stone is concerned, even if it will not be smoothed out, it will still be adapted 100% to its use. But some people, if they see that the stone is not 100% smooth, if there is a little bit of an edge, so they'll say it's not so beautiful, but it will fulfill the purpose of the stone. But so the Miri goes a step further, and the Miri says that even though he's interested in the smooth surface, but the interest in the smooth surface is not for the purpose of adapting it for its tashmish. The purpose of the smooth surface is l'roi b'alme, still is not higher. That's much more than Rashi's second lotion. All that Rashi in the second lotion says is that there is no chiyuv of mumachik if a person does not have a kavone, is not interested in the smooth surface. But if he is interested in the smooth surface, then these chayev mishum mumachik. Whatever the reason is, whether the reason is because without a smooth purpose he cannot use it, or the reason is because it's not so pure. So the Miri goes one step further and he says, "Vidim imachet inkam shein akavonet bolach liko liyestash mishalol deyachlei ki imarech ritio." Because over there, if he doesn't smooth out the poultice and the sore and the wound, so then it will not heal. It will not heal properly. Or vishob ben amudi umeichik is asar minoeya. So then the air cannot be used if he's not meichik the sar from the hide. It cannot be used for the specific purpose. Here, the stone, even without the perfectly smooth surface, it will still be well adapted for construction purpose or for whatever purpose he wants to use it. But he is still interested, even though he is interested in the smooth surface, it will flatter his ego, but that's only Nebel. Vein zel Nebel. So Memele is not high. Vein canoed Mamloche. For Mamloche and the skull of Gamloche is high. Then, alright, so it's a big chiddush. So how is it mashma from this Miri? So it's mashma from this Miri that not only is is the kavone of a smooth surface an essential ingredient of the tzura samloche? That even if there is kavone to have a smooth surface, but if the kavone is not in order that it should be well adapted for the tashmish, but the kavone is that it should be most beautiful, so it's still not high. Only when the kavone of a smooth surface is for the purpose of a tashmish, that's how he appears to say. Then the next meal, Hatzor b'chlitzo v'ze hotzolayim asher nishla makli v'ze ise b'tzuro v'na'ise hoyo v'nakli tzorich lo klal harei ze akoye b'patish v'rei se dobo b'ashlom as hatzuro elo av b'tchilos וכמי שאונו וכמי שאומרנו במסך תזו. So he says הצור בכלי צורו שנשמע כלי הצור צור כלשהו שכלשהו ממלוכי נגמר לעשות פמח סלבה. Now so the Meir here is saying not only like the second Rashi in Rashi that the kavone of attaining, affecting a smooth surface is an essential ingredient of Meloche, that even if there is that kavone, but if it's Lenei Baalme, he's still not Chayim Shemachik. Only when he has the kavone to affect a smooth surface for the purpose of Tashmish. But if the kavone of affecting smooth surface is Lenu Baalme, then he's not high. Now let's see another piece of Gemara, another meal. Now turn to the Gemara Daf Nun Amud Aleph in Shabbos. Now here there is a Gemara Daf Nun Amud Aleph the 10th line from the top, the Daf Nun Amud Aleph. Tone Rabbe Bar Rav Chone Kamed Rab Choli Shel Dekel Shegodron Reitzim Vinimlach Alein Yeshivo Tzorich Likasha Likasha Tzorich Likasha Rav Shim Gamlil Eimer Ein Tzorich Likasha. There is a machleket between Tanekame and Rav Shim Gamlil. In other words, if you placed a pile of palm branches for fuel, so he placed them on the floor for the purpose of fuel, and then he decided to use them for sitting on it. And then Rishivo Tzorich Likshe, he has to do a certain mice. Because if he doesn't do a certain maise, so it remains mukti. Rav Shimon Gamliel ain't tzorich likshe. Machshav ba'alme. So the shem mukti is spoken. Then the Gemara says the first big line. Omer Rav Yudin. Machnis odom elei kuposei ofo ve'isig v'kol tzorich. Ve'isig v'kol tzorich. So in other words, it's not mukti. Dorush ma'azutche v'shmid ma'azutche rabbe. So it's not mukti, even though he did not do any mice in it, so it's still not mukti. Omur rabon kamer afpope kiman kravshim gamliel that ain't zorich likshe dikrabon amr bin mice. So just by setting them aside for a certain purpose, so the shem mukti is not pok. Omur rafpope afil etein rabon that mice is required. Let's say if you have a bunch of palm branches, so it's possible to do a mice just to tie them. So then if you don't do the mice, so it remains muktzeh. What mice can you do? It's impossible to do a mice. So then machshav ba'alme, if you are miyached it for a certain purpose, so mimele the shem muktzeh is proper. I don't know, my son will be the mice, I will be the mice of it. Maybe get annoyed. B'chol chofines akelim. You can polish with all kinds of things. You can polish kelim, vessels. Chutz mikli kesed b'galtiken. But to polish silver, vessels, with galtiken, it's a white earth. Kimin ofro shegodu b'chol yeshol yayin, the Kirlin aluf. So when you, if you polish silver vessels with that white earth, so, and the silver vessel is very soft, so then you smooth it out. So it's an avmiloch. So b'chol chofin esakelim chusin nukli kesef b'galtikim ho nata v'cheil muta. However, to use nata v'cheil, other detergents, I mean whatever it is, sand, chayil is plain sand. So that is not gear the kesef. That will not smooth out the surface of the silver. So that is mut. V'atanyin et avichil oseh amal avok mech. Imar sova bin amayis. Umar sova aloi bin amayis. So Rashi says as follows. My lavod itanyo oseh lav mishum digorele. Elu mishum mukti. So the braise that says that you cannot use sand, ordinary sand, in polishing silver is because, not because of memachi, because of mukte. Sand is mukte. So in other words, so even though you thought that you'll use it, but it still remains mukte. Why? Because something that was mukte originally, so by machshove be'alme, the shemukte is not poker. Vitame dishore, that you can use sand in polishing silver. Kigen sheich this like a posilikach. V'yiv al gabikarki. Uman deosa kova binamaisi v'zeh yoche. So the Gemara says no. Loi dikula alme loi binamaisi. So you understand this why one price says that you can polish silver with sand. It doesn't involve any self mukt, but one price says you're not. The Lord Kashiyas. Horeb Yude Domadomish Mischam Moser, Horeb Shim Domish Mischam Muta. So the price that says that you can polish silver with sand accords with the view of Reb Shime, the Domish Mischam is Muta. So even though there is a possibility that it will smooth out the surface of the silver, Kele. So it's a Domish Mischam. The price that says that you cannot polish silver with sand accords with the view of Rabbi Yudeh, the Domashim Ischavin is Osea. And since it's possible that as a result of using the sand in polishing the silver, so you heal Begere, the surface, and the whole surface will be smoothed out, so maybe it's Osea. So he says, Moi di kula alme mi laba maisi, we bin a maisi, dis lehod Rabbi Yudeh, vitayim imam di Osea dizim di gor, vi avo gavlo im Ischavin Ligereel, is Osea Rabbi Yudeh. So since it's, even though it's not a psikreishe, but there is a possibility that it will be able to smooth out the surface of the silver, so maybe it's also, umandi shoret Reb Shimon, umiu gartikin zoser. But if you use gartikin, that's whitened, so that will certainly smooth out the surface. It will make Reb Shimon psikreishe oyomus. So don't we see, so as Rashi explains the Gemara, so it's a Gemara for Rashi, that even without actual kavonet of smoothing out the surface, so there is a nisa of the machik, and according to Rabbi Yudeh, the dovashim mischaven is osea, so even with, even, so you're not allowed to use ordinary sand in